Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Talking to Mark Batterson, the title of his book is If. And I love how you talked about Pastor Jack Hayford. He's just somebody I respect and love to read anything he's written. And you got to spend some time with him, and he really made this indelible imprint on your life. And a phrase that stuck with you that I'd love for you to unpack, Mark, is this, that Jack said, make decisions against yourself. And I want you to explain what he means there and how that phrase has impacted your own life.
Yeah, that was a game changer for me. I think, you know, as we grow or mature, or as God gives us more influence, I think in some ways we want more rights and privileges. And maybe in the world that's the way it works. But I think in the kingdom of God, you have to continue to surrender more and more and more. And you've got to make some decisions against yourself. Now, I think fasting is actually a good example of that. Mm-hmm. You're making a decision against yourself. And by the way, when I go to the gym, I'm making a decision against myself. It's a painful decision, but it's a healthy, good decision. And so the idea is, you know, in Scripture it says that all things are permissible, but not all things are beneficial. And some of us trend towards what is permissible, but that's the path of least resistance. I want what's beneficial, and sometimes I have to decrease so that God can increase. And part of that process is making decisions against yourself. And of course, unpack that with a few more examples in the book, but I think that's just such a critical idea.
I've always called it taking sides against myself, because it's like, you know, Paul saying, buffet my body and I make it my slave. But you don't write an $80,000 word book in one sitting, and you don't achieve great health in one workout, and you don't pay off huge bills, well, usually in one fell swoop. But it's those little steps of saying maybe no to your flesh or your desire for comfort or indulgence so that you can say yes to your goal. And the reason I brought that up is because that really, this isn't just for those who are wired towards discipline. It's possible even for those who aren't, because it's part of the process, isn't it?
It is. And you know, these are the toughest decisions that we make, but just a reminder to listeners, you're one decision away from a totally different life. Now, it's probably not going to be an easy decision. It may be a decision against yourself in a sense, but, you know, that's an encouraging thing, that one decision can really change the game.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.